guys. Welcome back to Uncommon Faith. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Amber.
So I thought that, you know, since we took our really long break, we kind of would give like kind of a recap of what we've been doing. So I wasn't up to a whole lot. Finished up work, and then major stuff happened with the daycare. And since they run through a church, they had a faith exemption through the state, so it didn't require them to be licensed since it was through a church. They did away with the faith exemption in like September, and then supposedly someone had made it a complaint, which I don't believe. And so that kind of was just a domino effect of like the most horrendous, stressful month throughout our entire staff. Now, like figuring out like, what do we do? Are they going to shut us down? Yes, they're shutting us down literally like 2 days before we were about to go on Christmas break. And then we had to like figure out how we were going to get licensed. And then half of our staff are like, we're not qualified to work there technically, because you have to have a GED for some people who don't. You have to have a college degree for some people who, you know, some don't have that. You know, there's a lot of different positions, a lot of hoops to go through, and it's continuous. Like, I've been there every day, almost all day in some cases, literally just, we have to get cribs and we have to get this. And like, it's like a whole lot of brain work. And yeah, anyway, so that is even like continuously going on. We are not back. We have not been licensed yet. So we have not welcomed the kids back yet. So we've just been doing that. And that's been insane and stressful. Yeah.
Goodness. I bet. So it makes it not like you've got kind of a vacation.
Yes and no, I think, really. Because I took a lot of things off my plate. I think that I tend to work better when I can focus on one specific thing. So when I would go in there, I'm teaching a class, right, but then I'm also, you know, doing other tasks, and then come home, and then, you know, a lot of the times we're like recording, and then I got to edit, and then like I was having like no mental break whatsoever. So that was a huge part of why we took a break.
Yeah.
On my side of it was that I just had way too much stuff going on, way too much stuff on my plate. And it was getting insane. And we don't want to burn out. Either one of us don't want to burn out. And that can happen a lot with doing podcasts like this, when you're doing it all on your own. We don't source it out to anybody. We don't like have any other people editing or anyone doing our social media. Like, it's all in-house, I should say. So yeah, that's why we kind of did our changes on the format here of, you know, shortening our episodes and, you know, going bi-weekly. So we hope that a lot of you guys stuck around. I know that we've heard from a few people of when we're coming back, right? Yeah. So
Right.
How about you? back for sure.
We're back. Not much changed in my side of the world. Just been focusing on trying to recover and handle some life stuff. And
well, your mom is officially gone now. She's back in California.
My mom is officially gone, which is weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird. So I'm having to learn my new normal by myself.
I think you've been doing a good job.
Yeah. It's just been, it's a little trying for sure when I try to open a can of food. She thought that getting me a one of those electric can openers would make it easier, but it honestly made it harder.
Isn't it like magnetic and you can just...
It is, but you have to be able to have the other hand hold it while you latch it together. Mm-hmm. So
I know there's got to be like...
Can't quite do that.
There's got to be like other things that are easier.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, you're cooking things.
I'm cooking. Definitely been doing a lot of cooking. So funny because like my family never knew I could cook for a long time. And I remember, I think it was my last trip to California, I cooked for everyone and they were just kind of all blown away because I cook really well. And they're just like, what the heck? Where has this been? Like, why don't you ever do this? I just don't enjoy it. I can do it. I just don't enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, I think like you've had to do that though. Like, I mean, there really hasn't been any instances where it's like, you know, Amber's like having everyone over and I'm going to cook for you guys. It's like, you've always been like busy 24/7. There's never really been a time for you to be like, I'm cooking for y'all.
Right. Well, I've been my son's personal chef lately because he's been on this fitness kick and all we eat is fresh, like lots of meat, lots of vegetables, which is good until today when I went and got Taco Bell.
You're allowed a little cheat day.
Yes, sometimes. But yeah, I haven't really been up to much. I took a break from all the things, continued with some doctor's appointments, of course, but definitely was nice to have a break from recording just to handle some real life situations and stuff like that. But
yeah,
glad to be back.
Well, I mean, it has been a little hard trying to get back into the swing of things. I feel like last episode, we're like, yep, jump back in. But like finding that groove again and like, there was also technical difficulties. Like your computer battery was just, I guess it's just your plug.
Was shot. Keeping my laptop on was not easy.
Yeah, literally like trying to record and like, all right, I sent you the link. Okay, my computer won't turn on. I'm like, so then we push it another week and another week. So that's why it hasn't, like, we did not hit, like, first week of January. But it's still January.
It's still January.
Well, by the time this airs, it'll probably be February.
That's okay.
Yeah, so that's just been, I think, still a lot of lessons. In church or whatever, they have a study with necessary detours. And I feel like that's been like the last few months, I think, probably obviously the last year of necessary detours. What have you learned? What are like your top three things that you have learned the most since we didn't do like a recap of New Year's or whatever, but like what has been like the three main things that you have learned through your necessary detours?
Oh boy. The first thing would be that God is in complete control of my situation. 1000%. Even when I have those doubts, just knowing that God already paved the way, I've learned to just sit back and let him steer the boat through the storm, because the storm is going to happen and I just have to rely on him. So I've been fully putting my trust in him, which, don't get me wrong, as easy as it sounds, it is not. It is not. We're human and, you know, we question everything, we worry, we fear. But at the end of the day, it is what it is, and God knows what's best for us. He promises to prosper us and not to harm us. So I just kind of take a hold of knowing that whatever he's got in store for me is to glorify him. Yeah, so it's just kind of, you know, knowing that everything that we do and get put through is either to test us, to strengthen us, to help us grow knowledge. It's all to glorify God. So everything that I'm going through, I hope that it glorifies God, and I hope that I show that, that everything I've been through, although not easy, it's not, I'm trying to find the best way to say this, but it's not necessarily a bad thing, because I know that through this, that he's going to shine through it all, which gives me joy in knowing that. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, it's, yeah. And it says that, you know, like the main reason that we go through these things are to bring us closer.
Right.
To him, because when things are going great and whatnot, like we're not going to go to him. And I feel like that's so like human nature,
right?
You're not going to seek help if you're going through the motions and like everything's hunky dory. Cause I know a lot of people will ask that, you know, like why do, you know, bad things happen to good people, or like if God is such a good God, why is there this in the world and things like that? And one of our previous guests, Pastor Ryan Ingram, he said something a long time ago that just kind of stuck with me, and I wrote it down. So he said this like back in 2020 in one of his sermons. He said, "Joy is so sweet because sadness exists." Like, that's such a true statement. And when it's worded like that, if we never knew, you know, pain or hardships or whatever, how would we know, you know, how would we know how great the other side of it is? You know, like the light at the end of the tunnel, like how would we know? Like, if, you know, you come out of this down the road, you know, having like regaining all of your, you know, everything comes back, you know, and everything, like you're going to appreciate it so much more than probably you did from the last stroke, because everything just came back. You know what I mean? So I think those are all great lessons. Do you think that you really, really learned those lessons this last year, as opposed to like in 2020 or like when you first moved to Nashville or like any other times in your life, like you really learned those lessons this last year?
Now, when you say lessons, what lessons?
Like for me, obviously, like one of my hardest things that I can't seem to get is like learning how to be patient. So like for you, like, you know, trusting God in like, you know, for example, like your financial situation, do you feel like you, even back then, like when you first moved there or even like right after, like you were still trying to take control of it? And now you're at a place where you like, I give up, Lord.
Well, I guess the best way to answer that is just, out of everything I've been through in my life, and I have been through some things, this thing has definitely strengthened my relationship with God. And I've, you know, I've been a Christian my entire life, but I've had my moments and my step aways from time to time. And this definitely brought me closer and brought me back to just being absolutely in love with Jesus and having that relationship with him again, which has been amazing. And understanding him and seeing his plans, and just there's so many things that he's shown me through building that relationship again. I don't know if it's necessarily like learning lessons, because there wasn't like a specific thing I did wrong and then I learned not to do that, but definitely have grown from this whole thing, absolutely, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like in a lot of things. They always kind of say, like, you know, in your regular old church sermons of, like, what is the lesson to learn in this situation? You know, like I've had a recent situation, you know, I guess, like, in the last couple of years of where, I don't know, like, maybe it's learning the lesson of, you know, someone else saying something, like, you know, that makes me feel like I question my own identity in Christ, or, like, how God sees me versus how people see me, and, like, people's opinions of me is not the truth. What God says about me is the truth. So I feel like, I mean, that could just be one of the lessons in that particular right. situation. But that, like, you know, I've said it to you before on many occasions of, like, I don't understand what is the lesson to be learned for me in this right, situation.
Right, he's always mm-hmm. teaching us and growing us.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes the lesson in itself is trying to learn a lesson, like recognizing that there is something that you can get from the situation that happened.
Yeah, that it's not so black and white.
Right.
That there's something that you can unearth there and learn. Maybe learn something about yourself right. or learn how to be better in if this situation were to come up again in the future. You know, I think that learning those lessons and understanding that sometimes, I mean, you said it to me before, like, sometimes God will take you out of a situation. We kind of said a little bit in the last episode, God will take you out of a situation that you have no business being in because he has something better for you. Or, like you told me, like
right.
God is protecting you from something. And I think that's been like so many situations right. for me where in the middle of it, I felt, yeah, like you really feel like it's the you're end all,
you're
you
hurt.
Know, like, there's nothing that could salvage this, but
right.
and then also, like, I mean, I've definitely have had instances where I really, really felt like God was telling me something, but that's not what he was saying, you know? So I think that that's a really good thing to reflect on. Not necessarily with, like, how much weight did you lose last year? Or how much, like, how many things did you get to go do last year? Like, things like that. Or even for New Year's resolutions. Kind of just, right. like, where has your growth been? Like, how have you grown in the last year? What things have you healed from? And... I think right. that is a good challenge for even our listeners for this coming year is ways that you can continue to grow. I know that, you know, they always say, like, you know, get into a Bible study. I know it's always been really hard for me to kind of do it on my own. Even doing, like, Bible studies with other women,
right.
they are great. But then I find that it depends on the study. Like, sometimes it can still be hard to really get into the Bible. And I honestly haven't really felt that, like that craving of, you know, just, I need more of the word. I need more of the word. In a really long time. I haven't felt that, like, since high school, like, since I was 17, 18 mm-hmm. years old. When I felt like I was at a rock bottom. So it's just really interesting how the rock bottoms can really give you that.
And recognizing that sometimes that's why he keeps you at rock bottom, and so you can recognize those things
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, even when, like, when you were, it was a different kind of rock bottom when, you know, right when you know, you had your surgery and all the devastating news was coming out and we didn't know what was happening and all of that, like, while it was so intense at the time, it kind of created a different thing for me. Like, it wasn't like craving the word. It was more of craving the worship and prayer mm-hmm. this time. Right. And so that's kind of interesting to look at too, that those can all be hand in hand, reading the Bible, being right. in worship and prayer, and then also having that community. I had several good friends and, you know, church family praying alongside me, you know, for when all that was happening with you. I think those are kind of interesting things to reflect on. So while we wrap it up, what have you learned about yourself through this experience?
First and foremost, never take anything for granted. Never take zipping up your pants for granted. Never take being able to opening a can. Never opening a can. Sit up straight. Like, don't take anything for granted. Being able to walk on the ground, just everything in nature, the things that you see. I mean, you knew I was temporarily blind as well, and so that was scary for me. That was really scary for me. So mm-hmm. just not to take anything for granted, whatsoever. Even though, like, I'm still not fully recovered and I've got a long way to go, I'm still grateful for what I have achieved. And something that I've learned through this is, holy moly, Jesus made me one strong woman. That's for sure. Oh my gosh.
I mean, if you compare just even when I was out there in March, from where you are now, even from when I was out there in, what was that, July?
I don't know.
even in July, I feel like there's been a lot of changes too. I think that your resilience that's just been just a huge...
Just knowing like it's so helpful, because I sit and I think so many days, I just told Aiden this last night, that a lot of people that have gone through similar situations to me, not even at the level I've gone through it, would be sitting and wallowing and feeling sorry for themselves. And they have the right to, but they'd be stuck in that and not pushing themselves to do better. And I get it, because that's really easy to fall into. But for some reason, God is just, I just feel him in me like saying, nope, you're going to do this. You're going to get through it. You're going to be back to normal. And like, I don't know. I just keep pushing. I'm not giving up. And it's crazy. I'm so grateful for the person that he has made me through all of my struggles. I see why I went through a lot of things that I went through in the past, because it did mm-hmm. strengthen me. It did make me who I am and able to get through this without being deeply depressed or turned into mm-hmm. an alcoholic or a pill popper. Like, that's an easy option. I could sit in there in my room and just be like, oh, I'm in pain, because I am in pain constantly. Like, I have this permanent dislocation in my arm and mm-hmm. I'm in constant pain, but I choose not to self-medicate in any way, because I know that that could go very, very bad. I'd rather just tough it out and get mm-hmm. through this. Like, but I know God's going to pull me through, and I hope that he gets the glory he deserves for who he has made me to be. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so in awe and impressed with God that he has given me such resilience. Mm-hmm. That sounds weird to say, but.
No, I mean, I think that, I mean, not to say that you haven't. I mean, there's definitely been your moments, like, you know, maybe like a few days, maybe a week or whatever, like even trying to get back into you know, the swing of this thing of recording. It's like, mm-hmm. like what I texted you the other day, I'm like, do you need me to push you? Like,
yeah,
but you get up again, you fall, you get up again.
Yeah.
And I think that that is an encouraging example, for others who are not necessarily like the same situation, but any of their situations that they can apply that kind of resilience, like,
right.
Like
just take tough, yeah, tough life situations.
Take where your you time.
Think that it's the end.
Take your time. I use that as a, you know, I had so many people telling me on a rock bottom when I was younger, a rock bottom situation, which led to, you know, rededicating my life and whatnot. There was a huge span of time there where I'm like, everyone was just like, you know, mm-hmm. just, you know, do this or do that or whatever. I'm like, I need time. I need time to heal. And I think that was the best advice I gave to myself. So I encourage you, like, take the time to heal. Because you don't want to carry that. You don't want to carry the bitterness. You don't want to carry, you know, the anger, the resentfulness towards maybe other people that had a hand in your situation. You know, you could easily be, you know, towards a lot of people. And I think that you have to give yourself the time to heal and allow God to heal you in that time. Absolutely. As well.
I mean, what the 1 year mark is coming up from when this last situation happened. And it's just crazy to think that the day they woke me up, and I think you were there, just to go from crying that I just wanted Jesus to take me home mm-hmm. and that I didn't want to go through this. Like, I remember that. I remember that moment. And just knowing now, like, I'm so glad he didn't, because I hope and pray that he gets to use me for the purpose that he wants, because I'm excited for that now. I'm excited to see it because he allowed me to go through this. So for me, it's exciting to see, God, what's your purpose in this? Mm-hmm. Like, who can I help through this? Like, why did this happen to me? I'd love to know. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, I'm so excited to see the outcome of the whole thing. Like, mm-hmm. I know it's weird, but it's like, I'm grateful that he allowed me to go through something so life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, on that positive note, where can we find you, Amber?
You can find me on Instagram at Amber_N_G. And just like Ashley had said, our last episode, that her Instagram was on private. Mine is as well. Just go ahead and send a friend request and I'll either approve or deny. I'm definitely vetting who I allow into my personal space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially now being like putting a lot of our lives public. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you can find me at ashley.reed. And the music one is still public, Ashley Reed Music. And you can find us both on Uncommon Faith Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And you can email us at uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any topic ideas or if you know of someone who would like to be a guest, go ahead and send that on over to us. And we'll be in touch. Until next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.